Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
For the record, today is March the 6th, 2015. The time is 1:02. This is a meeting of the Public Service Commission of the District of Columbia being held in the Commission Hearing Room at 1333 H Street Northwest. I'm Commissioner Joanne Dottie Fort of the Public Service Commission. Seated to my left on the bench is Commissioner Willie L. Phillips. And the chair, Betty Ann Kane, is participating by telephone today. Good afternoon, Chairman Kane.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Pursuant to Section 406(2) of the Open Meeting Act of 2010, the Commission scheduled this meeting to consider a formal case matter that requires Commission action. The proposed agenda for this meeting was posted in the Commission Secretary's office and on the Commission's website on Wednesday, March the 4th, 2015. Because of the weather and the two-hour delay in the opening of the District of Columbia government, we delayed the start of this meeting from 11 a.m., the posted time, until 1 p.m. today. Chair Kane and Commissioner Phillips, are you prepared to vote and adopt the agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
All in favor of adopting the posted agenda, please indicate by saying yes.
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 And I vote yes, so the agenda is adopted. There's one matter for vote before the Commission today. The matter is in formal case number 1119 in the matter of the joint application of Exelon Corporation, Pepco Holdings, Inc., Potomac Electric Power Company, Exelon Energy Delivery Company, LLC, and the new special purpose entity, LLC, for authorization and approval of proposed merger transaction. By this order, the Commission grants in part and denies in part the Office of the People's Counsel and the Apartment and Office Building Association of Metropolitan Washington's motion to modify the procedural schedule set forth in order number 17802. The application for reconsideration of order number 17802 and the request for emergency relief. OPC and AOBA's request for alternative relief, as supported by the District of Columbia government, is granted in part in that the Commission clarifies that paragraph 32 of order number 17802 only requires OPC and the interveners to file responsive supplemental direct testimony to the joint applicant's February 18th filing, that testimony to be filed on March 18th. Paragraph 32 of order number 17802 does not require that the parties also file amended direct testimony. The remainder of the relief requested by OPC and AOBA is denied. The procedural schedule adopted in order number 17802 shall remain as set forth therein without any other changes. This ruling on OPC and AOBA's motion is without prejudice to the right of the parties to file a motion to strike testimony that they believe is outside of the scope of Commission Order Number 17802. To expedite the resolution of any outstanding discovery issues, the Commission would also be is directing all parties with outstanding discovery matters to meet for a data conference in our hearing room on March 12th at 10 a.m. OPC and interveners with outstanding discovery issues should be prepared to identify what data responses they believe still need to be answered or updated. The joint applicants should be prepared to discuss whether an additional answer is needed and when the response will be provided. The parties should agree upon response dates and so inform the Commission. If they can't agree upon the date, the Commission will set a date for them. If there is no need for a discovery conference because the joint applicant, if there's no need for a discovery conference, the parties may request that the data conference be canceled. We will have all of this in a written order. So with those as the outline of an order, the written order should be available on Monday or the very beginning of the week. With those as an outline for our order, all in favor of approving the recommended order, please indicate by saying yes.
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 And I vote yes. The vote being unanimous, the order is approved. We'll issue, as I said, a written order memorializing this decision early next week. For further announcements, the next regular commission open meeting is scheduled for March 11th, 2015 at 10 a.m. The proposed agenda for the next commission meeting will be posted at least 48 hours before the announced meeting. Chair, do you have anything farther?
No, just to reemphasize, as we said, that the meeting next week, the March 11th meeting, is at 10 a.m. rather than our normal 11 a.m. Meeting. And thank you for chairing this meeting. And that's all I have to say. Everybody keep safe in this weather.
Fine. There be nothing further. The commission stands adjourned at 1:09.